Shlichus by Gittin. We know Shlichus by Gittin, the Shira, the Shulcha, and the two Psukim. And we know Shlichus by Kedushin because of Yatzav Ha'isa, Makas Shavai Letzia. Just like Gittin has Shlichus, Kedushin has Shlichus. So that's all we know. Remember, in this Gemara, we don't know anything yet. This whole thing that we've known our whole lives of Shulchan Kamoso, we don't know yet. We don't know. So, Fakti Gemara, Al Hadithinan. What we do now is just go through the Gemara, and then we're going to go back and go through everything that we have to learn about the Gemara. But first, we have to go through the Gemara. Al Hadithinan. Haim Rasul at Seit Tron, I tell a Shliach, go. Wow, they're still coming. They're still filing in. It's like a Dodger game. No Dodger game?
Yeah. So
it's a Dodger game? Haim Rasul at Seit Tron. If you tell a Shliach, go give Truma. You want your shliach to give your truma for you? Torim, sit down. There's no seats on Sunday. Torim kedas balabayas. Your torim, if you know the das balabayas, your torim kedas balabayas. What's this mean? Torim kedas balabayas. Zuck Rashi. Look at Rashi. Torim kedas balabayas. So fi mashu makir balabayas. If you know your mishaleach, if you know the balabayas, that is your shlichus. Im eino yafe o eino ra. If he is eino yafe or eino ra, or he's a beninus. If you know him, that is your shlichus. Because really truma midiraisa the shir is kaldu. Truma midiraisa is kaldu. Drabanan gave three shiurim, midrabanan, of 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th. 1/40th is the Eino Yafe, 1/50th is the Beinus, and 1/60th is the Eino Ra. So if you know what he is, im Eino Yafe, Eino Ra, ein Yafe Echad Marbayim, Eino Ra Echad Meshishim, and Beinus is Echad Mechamishim. Shatruma lo nema v'shir mefurish. Truma doesn't say shir mefurish. El reishis degancha. I feel a kolshu, even a kolshu. So when the owner makes you a shliach, if you know if he's cheap or he's medium or he's generous, then you must do it in that way. Then we're going to tell us term kedas balabayas. Anyone going to that Tysus? You went through the math? Because we're not going to do this Tysus in Shir. Just so you should know, this whole thing, the Rishami says, is a smachta. It's a smachta. The bainus we learn from the Pasuk when the Jews went to Muhammad, when they came back, they had to share with the other Jews and they had to give Echad Mechamishim. They had to give 1/50th. And it says achuz there, and the Shami learns whenever you give something, it's really 1/50th. That's the norm. Then there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says after when the binyan bayis shlishi, after Mashiach comes, you'll be giving to the Beis Hamikdash, and according to that, it's a half a sah. For every 30 saw. So a half a saw for every 30 saw is how much? What's the... Anybody with me?
1/60th.
It's 1/60th. I mean, it's 1/60th. And then it says twice in that pasuk, shishishtem. So what happens there is you give another half a saw for... And you give it another half a saw for 60 saw. So a half a saw for 60 saw is a half a saw of 60 saw?
1/40.
A half a saw of 60 saw is what? 1/120th. So you give extra 1/120. How much is 1/60 plus 1/120? 3/120. How much is 3/120? 1/140. That's how you work it. That's the math in the Tysis. For those who are not math majors, did you figure that out?
We did good.
What? You did it good?
Why is 3/120?
What?
Oh, we got math on the board anyway.
Oh, there we go.
That's not bad. We got math on the board anyway.
That's not bad.
Oh, what? 1/60 plus 1/120 equals. So now you don't know how to do this. So, but how many 1/120 is 1/60?
Two.
So this is really 2/120.
I'm
like, so 1/200 and 2/1/200 equals what? 3/1/200. How much is 3/1/200? Let's what's it called?
Five by three.
Least
common denominator.
LCM, letter college from
least common denominator. 3 into 1/120 is 40.
LCM, so this least equals
1/40. Yeah, that's how it is.
Least common multiple.
Isn't that nice? So there's three ways of doing it. Either 1/50 you learn from the Maches of Ol Kayitzrael, or 1/60 you learn from when the Jews bring after Mashiach comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's another drasha there of Bishishi Stem that for the real good people, they bring another 1/120. And that's how it adds up to 1/140. That's how it works. We're not going to Tosos. That is that Tosos. Okay.
It works. It does work.
Well, of course it works.
He's like trying to figure out, like, it's it does work.
Okay.
It's another half for Chitim and Seorim.
It's just the equal sign put in the...
Okay, whatever it is.
Perfect place.
Okay.
That's what you're worried about.
I'm not Mr. Math here, but that's how it works out.
Rabbi Math.
Okay.
Zakti,
now going on in this Mishnah, Omer Shul Tzei Trom Chidas Balabayas. Now, you term Chidas Balabayas. In any day of Das Balabayas, if someone comes up, are you having trouble with this?
Oh, because it's 1.5. Okay, no, because 1.5/60 would be 3/120, which would equal 1/40.
I'm not going to do that.
Whatever he said, let him go.
That's not. That
just let him go.
What you just said is not true.
He thinks he got it. He thinks he understands it. Let him just let it go.
Yeah, either not true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We're good.
1/60 is 2/120. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It happened again. I thought it was Monday.
Yeah? Okay.
Vim
en yedea das balabayas. And if just a guy from the street comes over to me and says, Rabbi Shmulevitz, I gotta give truma. You know, please give truma for me. And I don't even know him. Torah mebeinus. Echad mechamishim. I say I give truma as a beinus. As a bainus. Pichas asara, a hosev asara. Now, pichas asara, a hosev asara could go either way. It's two pshat in Rashi or enough pshat in Tosos. Pichas asara, if I gave 1/40, a hosev asara, or I gave 1/60. If you realize that giving 1/40, who am I being pichas to? I'm being pichas of the person, the mishaleach, and I'm adding to the kohen. If I give 1/60, I am hosif to the mishaleach. He's keeping more money, and I'm taking away from the kohen. Or you can learn just the opposite. Pichas asar means I give the kohen less. So how much should I give the kohen? 1/60. But it's all the same thing. Bottom line, the same thing. If I gave different, 1/40 or 1/60, truma's a truma. That the truma is truma. And we're going to learn the Tosfos, the truma is truma, even though you argue with me and you say, I never meant that. That's the chiddush here. Even though you argue with me and say, I never meant that, it is truma. But what does it say in this Mishnah? There is a shliach for truma. It does say there is a shliach. Minalan, how do we know this? How do you know there is a shliach for truma? How does this Mishnah know there is a shliach for truma? Zakta Gemara. If you're going to tell me you learned it from Gerishin, a Mamatzinu from Gerishin, remember we had Mamatzinus before, and you learned a Mamatzinu from Gerishin, there's a Pircha. Mal Gerishin Yesh no Chol. Gerishin is Chol. Truma is Kodesh. Maybe for Chol, it's so much less important than Kedusha. In Kodesh, maybe for Chol you could have a shliach. Who says for Kedusha things you could have a shliach? Who says? Zot the Gemara Amakra Atem Gam Atem. Rabbis is a shliach. It says a pasuk. If you look in the side of your Gemara, Kain Torimo Gam Atem Chumas Hashem. So it says Gam Atem. So we learn Gam Atem. L'rabos es hashliach. The word gam atem, it should say atem. Why say gam atem? L'rabos es hashliach. Now, we are not going to deal, I'm going to tell you right now what we're not going to deal with, so because we can go back and deal with a lot of things, what we're not going to deal with. Gam atem, this pasuk gam atem, what is it talking about? Did anybody here look it up? What's it talking about?
Truma.
What? Truma's meister. Very good. It's not talking about truma. It's talking about Trumas Meiser. It's talking about when a Levi gets Meiser, the Levi has to give Truma from his Meiser. So it's talking about Trumas Meiser. So there's a whole Gemara in Gittin connecting them, Trumas Meiser and Truma. What the Gemara here is doing is saying Trumas Meiser and Truma has the same din. Just like Trumas Meiser, Atem Gam Atem, also Truma has shlichus. We learned from the word Gam Atem, the shlichus by Truma. Yes?
It's similar to what Yerushalmi does.
What?
It's similar to what Yerushalmi does regarding the Mechas, because that wasn't about, had nothing to do with regular Truma. And yet we learn our Truma from that. It's a similar idea. We can learn our Truma.
Very unsimilar. Because this is a real derisive Bimud, and Tosfos is at most a smachta ba'alma. Okay, this is a real derisive. So atem gam atem, we learn shlichus for truma. In fact, the Gemara just the opposite. V'nich derachmane b'truma. Once we have the pasuk of truma, v'nesa hanach v'nigrum v'nei. Let's learn Kedushin and Gerushin from Truma. What do we need a pasuk by Gerushin for? Why do we need a pasuk Gerushin, Shul Shem Kamoso? We learn from Truma, Shul Shem Kamoso, B'chol Torah Kula. So why do we need the B'shilach by Gerushin? Mishum de'if ikra mefrach, because he asks a pircha on this mamatzino. Shken yeshna b'machshava. Oh, Truma could have a shliach, because like we learned in Taisa Rush last time, the easier it's done, the more reason that you can use the shliach. The easier a maisa, something is done, that's a svara that you can have a shliach. If something is done b'machshava, it's done very easily. If it's done very easily, you can have a shliach. But who says something with a maisa, like kedushin and gerushin, you can have a shliach? And that would be the pircha. That truma is done easily, b'machshava, and therefore we can't learn out getting in kedushin from truma. That is the Gemara. Let's just learn the Rashi's from the top. Pichas yuch a term echad marbayim. Rashi is going on the mishaleach. I was pichas from the mishaleach. I took away 1/40 from him. I took a one tenth extra from him. Oh, truma's a truma. Why is it truma? The amalei, he says to him, v'hachi amadaticha. And this we're going to learn in Tosos, what's the chiddush of v'hachi amadaticha. But I say, this is what I thought you were. This is what I thought you were. We'll learn in Tosos exactly what this means. And then he explains the Gemara, Menolan the Shliach Torim. How do you know the Shliach? It's by Truma. Gam Atem. came to Remo Gam Atem. Also, you give Truma. Gam Atem is going on who? Who's the Gam Atem?
In the
Bible. No, but in the Pasuk, who's the Gam Atem?
Levium.
Going on Levium. Atem is going on the Levium. You also give Truma from your Meiser. But Gam Atem tells us the Shliach by Truma. V'hai Gam Yiseru. This Gam is Yiseru. Next Rashi is a very important Rashi. I'm not one to say which Rashi is important or not, but next Rashi is very important. Machshava, Nosen Einav B'tzadzeh. I put my eyes. I have a whole bunch of apples on the table, and I put my eyes. I look at these apples, and I say, "These apples are truma." I cut the show, and I think these apples are truma, and the rest become edible. Va'ochel b'tzadzeh, the rest become edible. Diksiv v'nechshav. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says v'nechshav. And we learn from v'nechshav b'machshava. They could do it b'machshava. So if you can do it b'machshava, we can't learn out maisa from machshava. Machshava could have shlichus. Maisa can have shlichus. Yes.
So it could be we'll discuss this, but when we say nosen enav, mean like dafka, he has to at least do that, or is just even the thing is man without even setting his eyes.
From the makna and. And she don't know to me. It's probably not even no Savanov.
So just giving an example, meaning
yeah.
In his mind.
So. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go back and start all over again. And we'll go according to the Marmakomos that we have. We'll start all over again. If you look at that Mishnah in Trumos. It was exactly half and half. I asked about 20 guys, so where would you find this mission in Truma? Half said Zrayim and half said Kachim. Remember, anything that grows is in Zrayim. Truma grows. Okay? Oh, we had one in Zikun also, but he just pulled that one out of a hat.
Shmura.
Okay. But we have, you look at that Mishnah. There's a resha, a sefer, and a mitziyasa in that Mishnah. The resha is omul shulchot seitrom torum kedas balabayis. That's the resha. The mitziyasa, middle part of that Mishnah is im eni yadeh das balabayis torum bebenis echad machamishim pikas asara ahosav asara tumasa truma. That's the middle part. If you don't know who he is, you do 1/50th. But 1/40th and 1/60th also works for him. Then there's the Sefer of that Mishnah. In that same Mishnah, there is a Sefer. And says, if you know him as being generous and you give 1/60th, or you know him being cheap and you give 1/40th, and Truma is Truma. That it's not Truma. There's a Sefer also. I just want to explain the Pnei Shu and the Machnas question. Why I told you, know, you can learn the Pnei Shu and the Machnas question even without knowing this. But knowing this, you understand the question a lot better. Does anyone need any of these
handouts?
Marmakomos here, the sheets. Please give them to anyone who needs them. Anyone here need these?
Sure.
Anyone here need these?
Sure.
If there's extra, give it to me, please. Because I know tomorrow will be a lot of people need them. Thank you, Yaakov. Okay. It's better call you blank. Okay, so let's just see how the Pnei Shua asks it. Number one. That's the Pnei Shua asks it. Nearly, the Hutruk Asuya is safe in Masnisim. The Pnei Shua's kasha is, and the Machin's kasha is, why does the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to prove Shlichus by Truma, all you need is the Resha. What's the Resha? Ha'omer Roshulcha, Tzei Trom, Purim Kedas Balabayas. From that sentence alone, you will know that there is Shlichas by Truma. In that sense alone. You don't need anything else. You don't need the next case. But it's a deeper question than that. And that's why I told you to look at the Mishnayos. If lots of times this type of question is not a question when the Gemara brings the whole Mishnah. If our Gemara would have brought the whole Mishnah, all three cases, then there'd be no question. The Gemara brought the whole Mishnah. The Gemara does that lots of times. The Gemara brings the whole Mishnah. But the Gemara didn't bring the whole Mishnah. The Gemara didn't bring the third case of the Mishnah. Why didn't the Gemara bring the third case of the Mishnah?
Because we don't learn it from.
Because we don't have to use that to learn shlichas from. Effect the Pnei Yeshua and the Makna. If the Gemara is not bringing the cases that we don't need to learn shlichas from, why bring the second case? If you're not bringing the whole Mishnah, only bring the case that you learned shlichas from. What is the case that you learned shlichas from? The first case. Ha'omer shluchot say trom, trom gedas barabayis. From the first case. That's where you learned it from. So that's the question of the Makna and the Pnei Yeshua. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua says something very interesting. Let's see it inside. The sefer is a misnomer here, because what really should it say?
Mitziyasa,
not sefer. But in our Gemara, it looks like the ratio in the sefer, but it means the mitziyasa. And you have to bring the mitziyasa. The ratio lo mukach midi. The midin shlichas asinara. From the ratio, you couldn't learn shlichas. Dikla meimar, mashum diskusulo. You could say, oh, it's not shlichus, it's schia. We've learned about schia a lot. I can be zocher for you without you asking me to be zocher. What is the schia by truma? What is the schia by truma?
So it's a chus that he's able to eat the rest.
I'm able to eat my apples. I have a chus here. I got to give away these apples anyway for truma. So truma is a chus because when you do truma for me, I get to eat the apples. So it's a chus. So zchia. So I wouldn't know shlichus. I would know zchia. Who says I would know shlichus from the ratio? Even though you could say it's not a schus, the Gemara says many places, if you do a mitzvah for me, it's not a schus, because I want to do the mitzvah by myself. So you're doing a chow for me. I want to do the mitzvah. But over here it's different. Here I'm showing I don't care about doing the mitzvah. How do I show I don't care about doing the mitzvah? Because I told you, say trom, go take truma for me. So I showed I don't want to do the mitzvah myself. Let's say trom kama. Maybe it's schia. V'romatam shlichas. Heichadikat sad chov begufa inyan. A lot of guys here didn't know what that meant. But what that means is pashut. That what does our Gemara want to learn from truma? Everything in the Torah is shlichus. So a lot of things, I'm making you a shliach for a chol for me. How would you ever know when I'm making you a shliach for a chol for me, where it's not shliach, how would we ever know? So from the Resha, all we know is shliach. Now, and there's machokas rishonim. We're not going into this now. Next year, we'll spend a week on this, on the Fiyut Aleph, Amin Aleph, and Ksuvis. But right now, we're not going into it. But there's machokas rishonim whether zchiyah metam shlichus or zchiyah metam zchiyah. So after Pnei Yeshua, but if zchiyah metam shlichus, so even if you know zchiyah, you know shlichus, right? Because shchia is shlichus. So you have to have shlichus to have shchia. Mikol makom ein ze mukhrach kol kach. Kama far she kaman. He says it's not so mukhrach that shchia tam shlichus. Therefore, if Schia is Mitab Schia, Meshem Hakim Maisim is Sefer Demazithin. Therefore, you have to bring the Sefer. Therefore, we can only learn Shlichas from the Mitziyasa. The Pichas Asara, Ahosav Asara, Tumas Truma. So let's say Pichas Asara, according to Rashi. Pichas Asara, according to Rashi, what happened? I took an extra 1/10 in the Baal. So I was chov for him. I did a chov. I didn't do a schos for him. I did a chov. He's yelling, I wanted to give 1/60th. I wanted to give 1/50th. And I gave 1/40th. I was a chov for him. And the shlichah still works. Alma afagatikasad chov afil akimani. So we see shlichas, even mitzad chov, works. Kiv the Amalei say trom. Since he said say trom, he made me a shliach. And I could tell him, I thought you were a 1/40th guy. Alma, the Hainu Matam Shrichas. So we see it's Matam Shrichas and not Matam Shriya. So therefore, we need the second case of the Mishnah, because in the first case, we wouldn't know Shrichas of Chov. So we learn Shrichas of Chov because we're looking for Shrichas called Tarakuva, Shrichas of Chov. This is pretty straightforward. The only problem is it's not pretty straightforward because we do hold tzchiyah mitam shlichas. So really, it's not so straightforward. Yes.
When the person says say trum, isn't he doing the
matzah mitzvah from taking? You should have been around when the Machne wrote a sefer. Then they would have quoted you. Okay. Never. You hear after they wrote the Machne. Okay, so now that is the Pnei Shua. Pnei Shua is pretty straightforward. But Ramaisa, we hold Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichas. If you hold Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichas, it's not an answer. So what does the Machna say? Let's turn the page over. And what does the Machna say about this? Machna says something. My Rebbe Rav Nachum refused to learn this. He held that this Kiddush is not true. He refused to learn this in Shir. He said, the Machna says too big of a Kiddush. I remember in Shir he said, the Machna says too big of a Kiddush. If you want to learn it, go learn it. That's what he said. You want to learn it, go learn it. So I learned it. And let's learn it and see why it's such a big Kiddush. The Machna, number 2 here. Same kasha. How the Asik Sefer the Masnisin, why did they bring the Sefer of the Mishnah when we learn it from the Reish Shlichas? Yesh Roma. Mishim Dav Matzura Meimar, the Ikra Foshas Truma, Hainu Ardei Balabayas Atzmo, the Natila Machshava. We learned in our Gemara, you can't learn Gerishin from Truma. You can't learn Gittin and Gerishin from Truma. Why can't you learn Gittin and Gerishin from Truma? Because Isa b'machshava. So Truma is Isa b'machshava. Zakti the Machna. Dav Matzir Meim. But Yikar Fash is Truma. Hayna Adei Bala Bayis Atzma. The Nitra b'machshava. When the Bala Bayis makes a Shriach, what's he thinking? What is he thinking? Somebody help me out here. What's he thinking?
Whatever he does, that will be the
Afrasha. Right, he's thinking, I want Truma. He's thinking, I want Afrasha. He's thinking, I want Truma. He's thinking, I want Afrasha. Umayri, Shukhoshev, Shemashi Yafrish, Ashriach, Ye Truma. And when he makes this Shriach, what's he thinking to himself? Whatever he does for me will be Truma. That's what he's thinking. You know, he knows me. He knows what I am. He knows I'm generous. So he know the Meshaleach knows the Shliach is going to give 1/40th. So what's the Meshaleach thinking? The Meshaleach is thinking, I want him to give Truma 1/40th. Really, when he thinks that, it's already Truma, right? It's already Truma. K'mo sh'amar v'makam acher, Yisr shani asad ramud. Hakinami, that's a different case here. I'm thinking whatever the Shriach does should be Truma. In Ken, Iker Kriya Shema Truma, who's really making the Truma? When I make in the Reisha of the Mishnah, when I make a Shriach, Who's really making the truma? The Baal's making the truma. The shliach's really not doing anything. Who are the atzmo? The shliach ain't also rak hafrasha v'alma. The shliach just makes hafrasha. These ones are truma. 1/40th is truma. But it's really the Baal who's doing it. The Baal who's doing it. Therefore, from the first case, can you learn shlichus? Can you relearn the din of shlichus from the first case? You can't learn the din of shlichus in the first case because it's a case where he's really doing it himself. The shlichus is doing very, very, very little. Kamash malan masnisen. Now, but the second case of the Mishnah, the shliach minestam torim benis, the minestam adas bal bayis came. Ella dim nemer came. The ein hashliach shayach bekriya shem duma. Im kain be pichas asara lam yu chumas a truma kiv de das balabayas haya pachas habri truma tevum ram zebezek kedin hamarba be masros. Now the Machna says an extra added chiddush, also a chiddush. If this is true, that in the first case, the Baal is really doing it. When the Baal makes a shliach, the Baal is really doing it. The Baal is thinking, I want to happen, I want 1/40th to happen. Now, in the second case, when he makes the shliach, when the shliach doesn't know him, but the Baal is thinking, I want 1/60th to happen, and the shliach does 1/40th, why should that work? If it's the Baal doing it, why should, if the shliach does different than what the Baal really wants, and the Baal says, I didn't want this, why should that work? If it's really the Baal doing it, why should it work? What's the answer to that? Why does it really work? Because it's really not the Baal doing it. It's really the shliach doing it. Baal karkel tzorach lomer, the kriya shem truma, who are they shliach? The kriya shem truma, that means the truma happens not through me but through the shliach. It really happens through the shliach and not through me. This svara that I gave in the second in the mitzyasa, we see that the svara is not right. Yes, 1 second. Yes. But he does say that. He says, what's the shliach doing? What is the shliach doing? In case ikka kriya shem atuma who are the atzmo. The shliach and the osa rak hafrash of alma. The shliach does the hafrash. Without the... What? You don't have to hafrash of all. The shliach is thinking the hafrash. But the Baal Bayis, did he do hafrash? No, he wanted hafrasha.
He didn't
do hafrasha. He wanted hafrasha. He wanted it to happen. So, what are you saying?
I'm saying then that means that the Maisa, as Rashi already mentioned, Rashi said that those in the name of the Tzatzet, in other words, what that should mean is that if once he has him on Shabbat, the hafrasha, the hafrasha already happened, which means the maisa which the shliach is completely according to this halom, is completely supposed to us. Right?
No, chas v'shalom. You need hafrasha.
Rashi says no, so name of the tzaddik, you could really just have a machshava.
That's the Baal could do that, or the shliach could do
but
that.
We're talking about the Baal. The Baal tells the shliach to do it. According to this machna again, he had asked. It's really only happening for me. His maisa, it should turn out is irrelevant because
But that has to be my. That has to be a frusha.
Only for but if the Baal thinks it, does that have to be a frusha or not?
The Baal didn't do a frusha. He thinks it. He thinks I want 1/40 to be taken off my truma. Yeah. Did he do a frusha? No. He do a frusha.
He
what case Rashi is the Baal saying nosav ena betzadze.
This is the Baal.
The Baal didn't do a frusha nosav
ena betzadze.
Yes, he did. He didn't physically take it off.
That is a frusha. Nosav ena betzadze is a frusha.
So that's fine.
Or saying I want the right apples, the apples on the right to be. You gotta have some kind of frusha.
So the big kiddush is that even if he didn't have that machshava, it's still considered a machshava to be, in fact, the creation is true.
One second. You're going too far from me here. You're going too far from me. Let's enter this first. Yeah. So you need hafrasha. You need hafrasha. But also, even if there's hafrasha, but there's something called kriyas shem truma. Yeah. The chalos of truma happening. Who made the chalos happen? So the chalos happened according to the kasha, according to the Havamina of the Amakna, the Chalos happening through the Baal. Not through, the Baal is doing the Chalos. I want Truma to happen. And I want whatever you do to be Truma. So you are doing, but who, the Chalos is happening through who? Through me.
Meaning the Baal?
The Baal, the Meshaleach. Mm-hmm. Now, there is some sort of Shlichus happening. What sort of Shlichus is happening? Hafrasha. Hafrasha, right? There is some sort of shlichus happening. This shlichus, you can't learn shlichus kola tarakula when the Baal is doing the chalos and the shlichus is just doing a maisa.
So it turns out even if it's havamina,
there is some sort of shlichus happening.
The shlichus is
on the maisa of hafrasha, but not on the chalos of truma, of kriya shem truma.
I told the guy, just go do a maisa for me. But that maisa doesn't necessarily have anything to do with hafrasha. I could have told him, if let's say I already did truma, and I told him, go, you know, I have a bunch of apples, then I just had this really strong desire that you take some of them, just put a nice pile over there, and that's it. Is that all that's really happening? Because when if it's all kolam das habal, the chalos is happening not through the
shliach. Yeah, through the baal.
It's happening through the baal. Then when I have this shliach, I tell him go take off the amount that I want.
If it's a precious truma. Are you talking about a fresh truma or not?
But there's no real shlichus about a fresh truma.
What?
There would be real shlichus. All there is that the shlichus is doing maisa for me. The maisa is, if there's no shlichus about a fresh truma, then the maisa really is irrelevant. Because it's all told him that's about. So if it's all told him that's about, then all that's happening is you have to shlichus.
Excellent. Good thought. So what?
So I'm saying, so therefore that the maisa that the shlichus is about should not
be able to create a chalos of truma because it's just a random maisa that it should be able to connect to truma necessarily at the same time as me. I don't see why not. I want him to do it. If I don't need the chalos, I don't need chalos, he's doing it, so because of me it's being done. Why not? Because of me, this operation is being done.
Who says that his mind is going to be to...
It doesn't have to be. Who says it has to be?
The Maisa, I could just do... If the Maisa isn't Mishyachis...
Who says you need Afrasha? Who says you need Afrasha? Bechol. Who says, I mean, I have to do the Maisa Afrasha? As long as there's Afrasha, it's good enough. Yeah, if there's Afrasha and I call it Truma, that's good enough.
I have to do the Afrasha.
Who said? Who said? Who says I have to be kachoyz truma? Who says I have to be mafresh truma? That is the whole point of the makna. That's the big chiddush of the makna. They have nachem hated.
What's the chiddush? Sorry.
That you don't need a ma'isa.
You don't need a ma'isa frusha.
As long as I want there to be a frusha's truma, and I want 1/40th, 1/50th to be what? The Balabayas. I want it to happen, and it happens by somebody else. It's good.
By a kof.
By a kof, even my kof, you know, it's good.
What if I did it myself?
Comes, what?
What if I
asked
him to more than
if he gave more than the
Rabbi
wanted to give? How could it be a Shlichus? It's not his
lichus.
He didn't talk.
So Tosfos asked that question. When we were in the Tosfos, it should have been around Tosfos. They did Tosfos with Kol. Tosfos with Kol. Now you're Machna. You could have been a Rishon. Okay.
So
Zok the Machna. So what's the Chiddush? So what is the Chiddush? And those are the last words of the Machna. The last words. Valkarach tzarach lemeimer yekriya shein truma hu aydei shliach. When we get to the mitziyasa, in the mitziyasa, we see that the shliach is the one that's making the kriya shein truma. Because if it's me that's doing it, and I'm thinking 1/40th, who cares? I mean, I'm thinking 1/60th. Who cares if he thinks I'm a 1/50th guy? But what am I thinking? 1/60th. And I tell Bezin, I was thinking 1/60th. Zok de Machna, if I'm the one that's doing it, I'm thinking 1/60th. So how could 1/40th work? Must be that what that mission is telling us is this is all not true. When I make a shliach, the truma, the shliach does everything. It's not this. This what?
How's it different than Neishu? Neishu would say.
B'nai Yeshua gave a different pshat. B'chal, he said there is. We always knew about shlichus, but maybe it's chia. So there's a tremendous chiddush here in the Machna, like Yaakov said. Yaakov, right? Ari, right? Okay, he's Yaakov. I'm sorry. Just like Ari said, there's a tremendous chiddush to even think such a thing that. When I make him a shliach, the whole truma happens without him doing any. He's not really my shliach, and I'm doing everything. This is a tremendous chiddush.
Quite the Havamina.
Quite the Havamina. He's just a thing to the Havamina.
Basically, the chiddush is that machshava works without an afrasha.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
There's one. If I had machshava to take off a certain amount, and I myself accidentally took off more, would that more amount also be considered part of truma?
What? If what?
If I had in mind to take off a 50th and I accidentally took off a 40th, would that be truma?
There's a Gemara about it and I forget.
Because if that's the case, then is. I don't have to know what
you're about. You're about to say something that's really not true.
No? It's not fine. But either way, so everybody knows also.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
So it's not true.
Yeah.
All right. Either way, other thing I want to say was, based on that Mishnah, doesn't that Mishnah say that there's a certain realm in which we consider it to be the Machshava? Meaning we have to give some amount of what's Das Baal Habayis. If he doesn't know what Das Baal Habayis, he can do Beinonis, and these things are close enough.
Right.
So if that's the case, so his wanting a tenth more or a tenth less, or wouldn't that be irrelevant? It's still considered his Das, because we said there's a certain realm that's considered his Das.
Very good. And when we learn the Tosfos, who talks about this, we're going to see B'chlau, that this Machna might not be right entirely. Because the basis of the Machna is that the second case, if the Baal Habayis says, I meant 1/60th, and he is the one that's doing it, you know, it can't work. And we're going to see that's the second thing Rav Nachum didn't like about it. Because what you're saying now, if we learn the Tosfos well, we're going to see that this Machna can't be learned. But we'll see. We have to give everything a chance here. We got to go, you know, steps. We'll go a little deeper. We'll get a little deeper. This is only the beginning. Yes?
What's the huge tradition of the Matka?
Two things. The Maisa, I don't need a Shriach for the Maisa. That means I didn't do the Maisa, and he's not my Shriach for the Maisa. As long as I want the close to me, it happened.
But it only happens after he does the halal.
But he's not mashriach.
It just stam a hafrasha, not
right. So that's the question. Just a hafrasha that works. Yeah, that's a big question.
That's what you need yourself to do. The hafrasha.
Yeah. And second of all, the second half is also very hard. What are you saying? So what do we learn from the second thing? Second thing is where the Baal says, I want the 160th. So if it's the Baal that's doing it, it wouldn't be Truma. If my first svar is right, the Baal is doing it, and he does not what the Baal wants, it shouldn't be Truma. And what does it say? It is Truma. What does that prove? That the Shlich is doing it. That is what we'll see. We're going to see why that, Chasham, I say wrong, why there's a big question on that. Two big chidushim in this matna. We'll see. But the question is, do Rishonim agree with the Svara B'chlal? This Svara, that when I make a Shliach, it's as if I did it. For example, there's another Svara like this someplace else in Shas. There is another Svara like this someplace else in Shas. If I'm not mistaken, it's Iran in Pesachim. There is a Svara like this in Shas. The question is, can I make a Shliach for Bittul Chametz? Can I make a Shliach for Bittul Chametz? So some Rishonim say the same thing, that it's not making a Shliach for Bittul Chametz is not a possibility. Why isn't it a possibility?
It's not really like you're doing it. It's not his Chametz.
Because as soon as I tell the Shliach, make Bittul, that means in my mind,
it's already Bittul.
It's Bittul. So I did it. By telling the Shliach, make Bittul, I did it. You find the same Svara by Bittul Chametz. And some Rishonim say, Shlichus works for Bittul Chametz. So it is the Machlokes Rishonim whether this type of Svara does work or not. This is the same exact Svara by Bittul Chametz, if you see.
So
yes.
But Bittul Chametz, wouldn't you be making the Shliach for later? Like, I want you to do the Bittul at 12 o'clock when I'm in a meeting and I don't want to have a.
I could say now I want it to be Bittul at 12 o'clock.
Same thing.
Yeah. I explain that.
In other words, one kohen to be moitzi, another kohen to be kirkas kahane. Yeah, there is no shlichus there because it's be a havo that has to be on your own.
Yeah, what's got to do with this?
No, I'm just saying you were talking about not everybody.
Yeah, no, but what I'm talking about is this svara, that when I make a shliach, I'm doing it already. That svara is the same by Bittul. But turn the let's go over to the does anyone not have the second page? Does anyone have the second page? Pass it down. The second page. Now, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, this I need you guys' help for. This is where you guys are coming in now. Does the Sheet of Neir Ami agree with this? Not agree with this? Sheet of Neir Ami was a Rishon. Machnikin Agyar Rishonah. Let's see the Sheet of Neir Ami. The Sheet of Neir Ami is going on the same thing. It says in the Gemara that you can't learn Shrikas from Truma because Truma is Machshava. Fret the Sheet of Neir Ami. Look inside.
The Sheet is a Rishon?
Shino Lami is Rishon, yeah.
And what do you call it?
Machna is Akron.
No, sorry, the Machna.
That's Akron, the Pnei Shul is Akron. Ma'a Tumah Shein Yesh Lemachshava. Fet Shit Lami, V'chi Tema, Lama Likra L'Shrichas. Why, Gabi Tumah, why do you need a Pasuk for Shrichas by Tumah at all? Typically, Mishum D'Isa B'Machshava, Mi Gara Shriach M'Machshava. How would you explain that question? What do you need shlichus at all by truma? Why do you need a pasuk? If it's done by machshava, it can be done by shliach also. How would you learn this question? Somebody. What?
Because one would say that the meaning if you're saying that it's happening on the shliach, it sounds like the shliach is doing the pe'ula. Therefore, he's the one who's causing it.
What you're telling me is that this kasha is the makna's havamina. Is that what you're saying?
This kasha would be assumed that it is not happening as he's describing, being the havamina for him doesn't exist. The fact that he can ask, hey, you know what, it should happen. Meaning, the fact that he can say that if it works, the machshava, it must work. Ayin shliach shows that there is no hava.
Or you could say, one second, let's take the easiest way. The easiest way is, this question is the machnas hava mina. Why do you need a pasuk to tell us that there's shlichas by truma when if I could do machshava, if it's in my machshava that I want the shliach to do it? So you don't need shlichas. I am the one who's doing it. You can learn this kasha mamish the havamina of the makna. That's a lot of people have learned this kasha that way.
No,
that this kasha is the havamina of the makna. Why didn't you pasuk by truma? If it works machshava, what's his lashon? Teipalei mishum d'isa machshava. Mi gar shliach machshava, is a shliach worse than machshava? Now it doesn't fit in so well into the wording, but some people learn that this is Mamish's question. That if it's in my machshava, who cares if I made a shliach or not? What do you need shlichas for? I want this to happen. But you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because the teretz. Let's see what the teretz is. From the teretz you see that wasn't the question. Lessa. That can't be. The Afagav should know sin ainah b'tzad zeh v'ochel b'tzad acher. Even though a Baal could do it machshava, know sin ainah b'tzad zeh v'ochel b'tzad acher. Even though he could do it, akati menorach di shliach di day know sin ainah b'tzad zeh shitei v'raso brera. How would you know that the shliach could do the hafrasha? I could do the hafrasha. But who says the shliach could do the hafrasha? So what's his... That brerasa brer means hafrasha. He picked out these apples should be... the shliach is nosav einav b'tzad zeh. So the shliach did the hafrasha. Even though I know he could do it by machshava, he could do it by machshava. How do I know that the shliach could do it by machshava? Now, listen closely. If his question was that when I send a shliach, I'm the one that's doing it, is there a... In this question was the havamin of the makna. Is his answer a good answer? No, it's not a good answer. Because his question was, I'm the one that's doing it. And what's his answer? Oh, but who says the shliach can do it? The shliach is not doing it. He's the one that's doing it. You see from his answer that that wasn't the question. So what was his question? What was his question? His question was migara shliach b'machshava.
Well, why couldn't he just say that the havamina was that maybe the shliach is not doing it, maybe the baal's doing it, and maskana is the shliach, when the shliach does it, it's separating it. It's really the shliach, it's machshava that works.
So to me, it's like yes and no. Yes, no. What's he saying? Must be that something else here. Migara shliach machshava. What does the words mean? Migara shliach machshava. Yeah.
The guy, he makes the guy tells him the afrosha, which part should be the afrosha. The shliach doesn't do it on his own. It's people have to know which is table, which is not table. So there has to be a afrosha, not for the mitzvahs taking of truma. The afrosha is for the practicality. So now the guy who did it, the machshava, he tells him, I want those things to be put away for truma, particular items, and therefore on that is shlichus.
Once if hafrasha does work, it works. I don't care about the particular items. We'll talk about that separately. But What's the kasha? Me garish sheikh machshav. He's asking some kind of interesting question. Yes.
Is it saying like that? What do I care? Obviously, the hafrasha itself, the physical hafrasha, is not so important. So, is it worse? Is it any worse to say that this guy does a hafrasha more than just my mind does a hafrasha?
Very good. That's got to be the question. The question's got to be: if my mind can do a hafrasha, that means the maisa is not important. It's again, if I want hafrasha to happen, it happens. Therefore, if a shliach. Or another way of looking at it is no maisa has to happen. No maisa has to happen. What has to happen? It's in my mind. A maisa in my mind happens. If a maisa in my mind happens, if I make a shriach to do it, why not? Why can't I have a shriach to do it? I don't really have to have a maisa happening. You need shriachs for a maisa, really. But if I could do it in my mind, why can't I make a shriach? Mi gar shriach machshava. Is a shriach worse than my machshava? My machshava, I didn't do anything, and it works. So let's say a shriach, I didn't do anything. But I said the shriach to do it, so something happened. So why should that be worse than something happening in my mind, someone else happening? But the teretz is, it is worse. Why is it worse? Even when the shriach does it, it's not happening in my mind. It's not happening in my mind. It's happening in the shriach.
So even according to
Havimi, not in my mind.
So even according to Havimi, the shriach is the one that's doing it.
It's even according to Havimi, the shriach, the one that's doing it. But migara shriach machshava. According to the Shidol Ami, if you're going out that way, there was never a Havimina that the Baal is the one that's doing it. The shriach, not like the matna. The shriach is the one that's doing it. The kasha was, if I don't really have to do it, why can't the shriach do it for me? If I don't have to do it, something I have to do, give me shriachas. If I don't have to do anything, why can't the shriach do it? What's the answer? Ah, because you're going to another level here. I could do nothing, but who says a shriach could do nothing for me? That is the chiddush according to Chidra and another me of this. Who says a shriach can do nothing for me?
Because a shriach cannot do anything if he's not told. Shriach means he's told what to do.
Right.
So even though he did it in his mind, he has to relate it to him verbally what he did, and he has to do the maisa of hafrasha. If necessary, hafrasha is only a side thing.
Yeah, but still. When the shriach does it in his mind, why would it work? When the shriach does it in his mind,
because
I made him a shriach. But who says, if I could make a truma by doing nothing? Who says I could make a shriach to do nothing? Who says there is such a thing as making a shriach to do nothing? To make a shriach to do mind things. Who says I can do that? That is the sheet of the sheet of another me. Who says my mind? His mind is my mind. We're saying if I can do it in my mind, it's not a maisa, and therefore a shriach could also do it. But no, it is. It doesn't even be a maisa, it's a chalos, right? Who says my shriach could do this chalos in his mind? No, it has to be done in my mind. Who says it has to be done in the shriach's mind? To me, this shitul and all of me is saying that there was never a havamina of this makna. This makna was never came into thought. But could be yes, could be no. Yes.
What was the havamina of the shitul and
all of me? That if you could do something in your mind, that means you really don't have to do it. I think about it and it happens. I think about it and it happens.
Homer, right?
What? It says migara. Is it worse? Migara means is it worse? It should be the same.
Never for sure should work.
Migara doesn't mean a kavachom. Migara never means kavachom. It means it's the same. It's the same. It's the same. The side of it, if it happens in my mind, I can make a shliach to do it. It's no big mice here. It's no big deal. Mice and kof. It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
Why would shriach work?
What? Because when the shriach has to do a mice, he has to do a mice for me. But when there's no mice involved, is not doing anything really. There's nothing being done. So maybe Shliach could work. So he says no.
Shliach there is
no. What?
Shliach there's no what?
Maisa. It's only Machshava Ba'oma. It's only Machshava Ba'oma. What?
Is there your Machshava?
That's his answer. But it has to be, it has to be, the Havmina was that the Shlichus, when there's no Maisa, I shouldn't be able to make a Shliach. I shouldn't be able to Shliach when there's no Maisa. Why not? I asked them to do it.
Even the Machshava needs a Maisa.
What?
Even the Machshava needs a Maisa.
Who said?
Didn't we say that we have to have a Hafrasha still?
The Machshava is the Hafrasha.
You didn't separate
it. I'm saying the Machshava separates
it. Machshava, you just like think like that and that.
The right one, the right, the two on the right are truma.
You have to say which ones. That's it.
What?
You just have to think which ones.
Even
which,
it's not even that. It's nosef eina b'tzadzeh. The ones on this side are truma.
But you have to know which one apples are which.
Yeah.
Basically. And then shliach is.
So if I tell the shliach do it, you know nothing. I don't have to do anything. If the shliach does, it's the same thing.
Why is it the same thing?
Because I didn't do anything. If I don't have to do anything, if I tell someone to do it for me, why not?
You have to know which ones you're doing.
But that's not the point here. You're saying the same thing he said. I don't have to know which ones. As long as I want it.
Machshava you do.
What?
Machshava you do.
So when the shliach does, he does that for me. Why not?
That's a shliach. That's not a...
What?
That's a shliach. You can't just learn out a shliach. Now you're learning out a chiddush for that.
That's his answer.
Because the question was
in our whole Gemara, we're saying that Maisa is different than Machshava. We're saying it's all different. You can't learn Maisa from Machshava.
Yeah.
But if it's just Machshava in Machshava itself, what do we need a Maisa? I could learn a shliach in. Something that's machshav itself could have a shliach, because that's what I don't have to do anything. I really don't have to do anything. As long as truma happens, it happens.
Machshav is nothing, and shliach is.
I mean, in Havamina, in Havamina of Tosrid, you'll have to learn that the machshava of Hafrasha is just because I want it to happen. Machshav is not a maisa. What is machshava? Yes, I want it to happen.
I thought, yeah. Okay.
So Shia does, I also wanted it to happen.
Oh, so I wanted it to happen. Without a
helper. Yeah.
Without knowing which one's which.
I'm also grabbing in the dark here. What's Pshat in the Shita Nodalami? I don't know. But to me, I think that's what the Shita Nodalami is saying. Well, me Gara, Shriq is Machshava. What's Machshava? I want it to happen. What's his answer? No. Machshava is not I want it to happen. Machshava is Hafrasha. Then you're right. If Machshava is Hafrasha, then you wouldn't know a Shliach doing that. Yes?
Wouldn't this whole entire answer be a huge tradition how we learn the Gemara?
Why?
It's not stam that we learn Shlichus by Chuma. We learn Shlichus by the Machshava of the Shliach works by Chuma. Because if you're going to tell me that according to Shita Nodalami that, how would I know if the Shliach could do nothing? That means you're saying the whole Gemara isn't just talking about Stam Shlichas, it's talking about Shlichas, the Shliach's Machshava.
Excellent, Not only that, but that's what the Gemara is saying. When the Gemara is saying, listen what you're saying. You're saying good. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, let's learn out Gerish and Kedushin from Truma. So according to Shita Nodalami, now it's very good. You can't learn out Gerish and Kedushin from Truma. Gerish, we learn that a Shliach could do a Machshava for me.
Truma
could do a Machshava for me. Which is very little. Which is like almost nothing. Who says you do a Maisa for me? You're right. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
No, but isn't it a step further? Because if you could say a Shliach could even do it in Machshava, then for sure you could do it in Maisa. So it's not fuchu what you're saying.
No.
Yeah, because if a Shliach
could do it in Machshava, the easier it is.
No, but it's more of a chiddush to say a Shliach could even do it in Machshava.
Chas v'shalom. The easier it is to make a Shliach. That we know. That was the beginning of the Sugya. The easier it is to make a Shliach. Truma is easy, shmeezy.
Easy.
What?
Easy.
Peasy.
Well,
Machshava. I need a pasuk to tell me a shliach could do it.
Machshava.
But that's only easy stuff shliach could do. Who said shliach could do hard stuff? Meisim.
But wouldn't that seem like some sort of a chiddush that even a shliach could do a machshava? You're playing an office. If the Rebbe's playing an office, if the shliach, we can't learn meisim because the shliach can only do machshava. That's a huge chiddush because you would think that's a crazy koach that the shliach could do.
No, just the opposite. No, just the opposite.
It's the opposite by the Baal.
Because it's so easy to do machshava, a shliach, I can make a shliach to do it. I can make a shliach to do easy stuff. I can't make a shliach to do hard stuff. Yes. So,
by the chitul of the me saying that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that a shliach could
do a ma'isa afrasha.
Could do a ma'isa afrasha through machshava. It's showing that machshava isn't, the afrasha isn't just a ma'isa kof.
Right.
Saying that because that's the chiddush, you would think that he wouldn't be able to do that. So the real chiddush is that saying that. So the chiddush of it's hard because you're saying that according to the sheet of the me now, it's saying that you would think that the shliach would be able to make a ma'isa afrasha.
Right, that's what I'm saying. In the kasha, right?
But according to the kasha, of course the shliach would be able to make a ma'isa afrasha. So it's a ma'isa kof. Anyone could do it.
That's the kasha. Gorim and machshava, yeah. It's a ma'isa, but it's a ma'isa.
In other words, according to
it's not really a ma'isa kof. It's a ma'isa kof with a chalos.
Right.
So if I can do
it. But anyone could do that chalos.
Anyone could do it. Right, anyone could do it. That's the kasha.
But I'm saying, according to the maskana, the maskana is Kamash Milan, they even.
It's a real ma'isa that ma'isa frush has to be done.
That a shliach can do.
Yeah.
But according to that, the Havamina is that a shliach, it's a real ma'isa frasha, and the shliach can't do it. That would be the Havamina, that would follow. The maskana, kamash milan, it's a real ma'isa frasha, and the shliach can do this real ma'isa frasha.
Right.
So that, therefore, you would think that the shliach can't do this real ma'isa frasha. Wouldn't that be a more mistava Havamina?
I know what you mean.
In other words, if the maskana of what the pasuk is trying to teach us is that
the shliach could do this ma'isa afrasha.
So you would think if you didn't have this pasuk, you would think that the shliach can't do this ma'isa afrasha.
Once you have the pasuk, yes. Once you know it's a ma'isa afrasha, but without the pasuk, you wouldn't know the ma'isa afrasha. You go around circles here.
I'm saying that without the pasuk, you would think that the shliach wouldn't be able to do this ma'isa.
No, without the pasuk, you wouldn't know it's a ma'isa afrasha.
That's not what the Shita of the Modern.
That's exactly what you're saying. Why do you need a pasuk for? That's exactly what you're saying. Why do you need a pasuk for?
The pasuk teaches you two things,
of course. You have to learn like that. Yes.
He's saying that the Shlef is doing a Maisaf Rasha?
Yes.
And that's with the Sefer.
What?
With the Sefer, you learn that he can make a Maisa Prasha.
No, he doesn't talk about that.
He
doesn't talk about the Pnei Shua and the Masa.
No, I'm saying, so according to him at the end of the day, like what you're learning from the Sefer, though, is that?
According to him, I know that from Reisha also.
But I'm saying, according to him, what you're learning from the Sefer of the Mishnah,
I could learn the same thing from the Reisha.
But so what's the point of it for him?
What?
So then according to him, if you're doing the same thing for both things, I'm saying like...
He's not answering the Achronim's question. The Mishonim don't have to answer Achronim's questions.
I know that, but I'm saying
so you're saying according to him, now why do you learn that, why do you need the Sefer? We don't have the answer to that now. We don't have the answer to that.
Debbie?
Yes. Okay. Oh, it's time? Ramaisa, this is all introduction. Tomorrow, we get the hard stuff. Okay? All introduction today.